making sake of tea. Have you name for that?
Teapot.
Anything else you might need to start a teapot?
A boiler.
And what about something big and black that, or maybe a long time ago, people might have had a outside of the house? Might have
a wash pot.
Ever heard that call anything else?
Kettle.
Mm-hmm. And what do you, on the, to eat with on the table, you would have what? You have
flatware, silverware, knives, forks, spoons, teaspoons, iced teaspoons.
Mm-hmm. And knives, if you had just one, you'd have one.
Knife.
And the thing that you put, say if you were to cut some, if you wanted to decorate the room, you might go out and cut some wood. If you wanted to, you know, to make the room look pretty, you might go out to your garden and cut some.
Oh, flowers?
Yeah, what would you put there?
A vase.
If you plant something, you know, not cut flowers, something that's going to expect to grow, you like be a dozen, but you expect it to anyway, what would you put that in?
A pot. That's what my children get real tickled. My children get real tickled when I say I've had to move my pot plants. And they accuse me of growing marijuana. And I said, no, that's my term for what I put in the pot.
And when the woman gets through, or usually the woman, when she gets through with the eating, she has to do what? She has to
clean up the kitchen.
Clean up the kitchen, she has to do what? She has to
clear the table, and scrape the dishes, and wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, she does what to it? She
dries and puts them away if she doesn't have a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. And what about you run, when she's running clear water over them, she's doing what?
Rinsing them.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that you wash your dishes with?
Oh, dish rag.
Mm-hmm. What about the one you dry with? What's your term?
That's a dry cloth.
And what about the thing you use to wash your face
with? A wash rag.
What about to dry?
A towel.
And say the thing that you turn on to get water, what do you call that?
Faucet.
Ever heard that common thing else?
Tap.
Ever heard the term spigot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the same thing to you?
Well, I think of a spigot as being an outside faucet.
And you might say oh, did you have any bad weather this morning?
Yes, cold.
Did you have any trouble with pipes or anything like that?
Our pump froze, mm-hmm. and we had no water for 2 days.
You might say that it was so cold that the water pipes
burst.
Mm-hmm. And people used to buy flour. Or if you go to old general stores, sometimes you see crackers. Big one.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. What would you call a little one that nails came in?
Keg.
What do you call those things that go around the barrel, the hole?
The staves are the hoops.
And let's see. What about when your grandmother used to buy, say, lard or something like that. You remember what kind of quantities it came in?
5-pound lard cans. And when she made her fruitcakes every Christmas, she saved them and stacked her fruitcakes in there.
Oh, really?
And my father sold those in the grocery store.
Fruitcakes?
No, lard.
Oh, I was going to say.
Rendered fat.
Yeah. What do you call the thing, say you're pouring water into it? Say you want to put some water into the narrow mouth bottle, what might you use?
Funnel.
Yeah. And, let's see. Say you wanted